Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
When you awoke this morning, God had your miracle in His mind. Again, for God, miracles are just as easy as breathing. This is Pastor Brad Morgan of New Life Beginnings Church. I want to continue teaching on healing today, and I wanted to share this prophetic word that the Lord had given me. For I am bringing you into a new place of wisdom, wealth, and health. I will have you to study afresh and teach anew my principles in wealth and health. I will have you to lay your hands on people to impart breakthrough, healing, and miracles. I will also begin to do creative miracles through your ministry. So that word afresh means in a new or different way from a fresh beginning. A new means in a new form or manner, in a new or different and typically more positive way. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalms 105 verse 37 says, He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among them. Isn't that amazing? Over a million people that came out of the wilderness, they weren't broke, and they weren't sick, and they weren't weak. And that's in the old covenant. So we know in the new covenant, we have a better covenant based on better promises. 3 John 2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So God wants us to prosper, but He says our prosperity is going to be linked to the prosperity of our soul. 1 Peter 2:24, Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Jesus made a way. He died for our healing, our physical healing on the cross. And it says about those stripes, all those stripes that went in the back of Jesus, by those stripes, we were healed. We're already been healed. We're not trying to get healed. We've already been healed. Malachi 4 verses 1 through 2, For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow like stall-fed calves. So the ones that fear God, it says Jesus shall arise with healing in his wings. And you know, actually there's healing in his hands. It says in Acts 10 that Jesus went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the death of the devil. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. You know, we serve a faithful God, and He wants to sanctify us completely. He wants our spirit, our soul, and our body. He wants it to be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. So let me ask you this question. What changes would you need God to make for His will to be fulfilled in your life? What would it take to be whole? I think it's fairly safe to say that anyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, that it would probably take some form of a miracle for you to be whole spiritually, physically, whole in your mind, whole in your pocketbook. So God is a God of miracles. You know, I was sharing the other day that for God, miracles are as easy as breathing. Miracles are the natural language of God. Now, the definition of infirmity, and infirmity is a physical or a mental weakness. And I believe that God is released, and He's already released on the cross, a grace to defeat infirmity, defeat infirmity, defeat infirmity. Maybe you've suffered with something for a while. Maybe it seems like you'll never come to the other side, but God says, I've released a grace on the cross that you can come to the other side and you totally can defeat that. I believe God is saying, let me show you a different way in regards to infirmity. In each individual life, let me show you how creative I can be in regards to healing and miracles. I can move the healing and miracle line anywhere I want to. Now, Galatians 3:5 says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So God does miracles by the hearing of faith. That word supplies mean to supply fully or abundantly, generously provide what is needed, to cover the cost completely, great and free generosity. So what might we need for a miracle? What do you need today for a miracle to happen in your life? Psalms 139:17-18 says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. When you woke up this morning, God was thinking about you. He was aware of your need. He was mindful of the blessings he has laid up for you. And he was making plans to get them to you. In other words, when you awoke this morning, God had your miracle in his mind. Again, for God, miracles are just as easy as breathing. Sometimes you need more than healing. Sometimes you need a miracle. You need a creative miracle in your body. A miracle is different. A miracle is something that is absolutely impossible apart from the supernatural working of God. It's something that cannot happen by natural means. Now, there's nothing wrong with the natural. There's nothing wrong with trying to do things in the natural. I know for several years I took antidepressant medicine to try and create a bondage in my life of depression. I was on that medication, but then there came a day when God did something supernaturally. And I remember that day I was teaching. I was teaching summer school, and I was teaching elementary grade students, and my hand, my left hand, began to shake. And it wouldn't stop shaking. It just kept shaking and shaking and shaking. And so I had an aide in the room. The aide contacted the principal. They sent me down to the office, and the principal told me, you need to go get an MRI. So I went and got an MRI, and the MRI showed that there was nothing. So I went home, and the enemy started to say, you know, you're going to have another breakdown. But I knew that I was not going to have another breakdown. And so I asked my wife, what do you think is the problem? And my wife said, the problem is you need to get off your medication. I told my wife that was about the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard of. And so, you know, a little while later, I'm going into the doctor's office. I invited my wife to come in, and as we were in the doctor's office, I asked that doctor, and that doctor had suffered a couple nervous breakdowns. I asked him, what do you think I should do? And he told me, what you need to do is you need to get off your medicine. You know, my wife had told me about a year before that I needed to get off my medicine. You know, I had all the reasons why I wouldn't get off it, but actually she had heard from the Lord, and so they weaned me and I got off my medicine. But God did a miracle in me. God did a miracle in my soul where I no longer needed that medicine. Sometimes, again, you need more than healing. You need a miracle. A miracle is different. A miracle is something that is absolutely impossible apart from the supernatural working of God. It's something that cannot happen by natural means. Psalms 139, 14 through 16. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Marvelous means to perform a miracle. My frame, see, marvelous. Now again, a miracle for God is as easy as breathing is for us. Just think about it. When a baby comes into the world, I believe that's a miracle. When someone comes to Christ and they're born again and their spirit becomes alive, that's a miracle. See, God starts the whole Christian life off with a miracle. And God says that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is available and with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I want to tell you something. When you speak in other tongues, that is a miracle that God would give you a language that you've never learned. But you would pray in other tongues and you would speak mysteries to God. So miracles are just as normal to God as breathing is to us. Again, marvelous to perform a miracle. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. And there's a person named, a Bible teacher named Billy Brim, who says this about our parts. So I'd like you to say this with me. Say, my parts are written in God's book. So parts, I command you to be whole and agreement with God's book. All my parts are intact with nothing missing, nothing broken. See, that's the will of the Lord. God wants there to be nothing missing. That's shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All the parts of my body function and work as they are designed. I receive what the book says about me, what the Bible says about me. For a miracle to get from heaven to earth, a divine connection has to be made. Miracles are not magic. That's very important. Miracles are not magic. No, miracles primarily occur because people put themselves in position to receive them. And I'm going to continue on this message next week to receiving healing, and not just receiving healing, but receiving a miracle from God. Now, when Lazarus was raised from the dead, and they were shocked that he was raised because he'd been dead for several days, and Jesus said, didn't I tell you that if you would believe, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Now, what is the glory of God? Is the glory of God some feeling you feel? It might involve feelings, but the glory of God is God turning an impossible situation around. He said, if you would believe, you would see. He said, believing is seeing. So I want to pray for you today. If you're in need of a miracle, I want to pray. Father, I pray for the listening audience today, and I join my faith with their faith. And I thank you that you are a God of miracles. that you are a God of the miraculous. And I release the miracle power of God to work right now. I release the creativity of God to work right now, to work in healing, to work in body parts, in new body parts, to work in healing broken hearts. God, we choose to forgive right now. We choose to release those people that have offended us, and we receive healing of a broken heart. And I just thank you for doing things, Lord. I thank you for giving new body parts. I thank you for renewing strength, Lord. I thank you for a new strength coming into people. I thank you for a new joy coming into people. And I stand with people right now believing you for a miracle to happen in their life. For one day it to be one way, and the next day it to be totally different. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Well, this is Pastor Brad Morgan. It was good being with you today. I hope you enjoyed the message. I would like to encourage you to visit our website at newlifebeginningschurch.com. That's newlifebeginningschurch.com. There is a secure site there where you can sow into this ministry. If you would like to sow by mail, our address is New Life Beginnings Church, P.O. Box 203, Pattison, Texas, 77466. If you do not have a church home, I want to invite you to come visit ours. Our Sunday services is at 10:30. The church address is 5609 FM 359 North, Brookshire, Texas, 77423. We offer child care for the 4-year-olds and younger. We also offer children's church for the 5-year-olds up to 5th grade twice a month. On Wednesday nights, we reach out to the kids in the Brookshire-Pattison area. We have service and classes that start at 7 p.m. If you have prayer requests or would like to speak with us, our church phone number is 281-802-8094. You can contact me by email at bmorgan542@gmail.com. That's bmorgan542@gmail.com. We invite you to subscribe to our podcast, The Best Is Yet to Come, wherever you get your podcasts. This program is sponsored by New Life Beginnings Church. And again, this is Pastor Brad Morgan, and I would like to remind you the best is yet to come. We love you, and thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.